Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the recipe, the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for teriyaki salmon and cucumber salad. Now, I'm telling you, salmon, there's only one way salmon should be cooked. It should always be grilled and always used with teriyaki.
You like teriyaki that much?
Well, I think with salmon... Salmon's a very aromatic fish. It really gives off a smell.
Have you been watching the Food Network again?
No, I don't watch that show. I don't watch that. So, anyway, this is...
Aromatic?
Yeah, it's a very aromatic...
You came up with that on your own?
No, I didn't come up... Just because you haven't heard me say the word aromatic, don't mock me.
Yes.
You're going to need a little bit of teriyaki sauce. Well, let's not kid ourselves. 2/3 of a cup. That's a lot. You're going to need 1/4 cup of some sugar... Probably some
so
dark.
You're putting sugar on top
dark
of the sauce.
Brown. Well, no, you're going to mix it in the sauce. You're going to mix it in. You're going to need a garlic clove. You're going to mince that up. You're going to use about six ounce pieces of skinless salmon fillet. If you throw it on the, if you actually throw it on the grill, you're going to probably get the skin one because you want to use that skin to cook it on. And you're going to use 2 cucumbers. You're going to thinly slice that, and you're also going to need 3 tablespoons of some seasoned rice vinegar. And in a bowl, what you can do is you're going to mix the teriyaki sauce with the sugar and the garlic until the sugar dissolves. Then you're going to put the salmon in a large bowl, and you're going to toss the marinade on it to coat it. You're going to cover it, and you're going to let it marinate for a bit in the refrigerator for about 15 minutes. While that's marinating, chop up those cucumbers. And then you're going to toss the cucumbers with the vinegar and cover that up and let that refrigerate it. And let me tell you something. Those cucumbers, when they marinate in that vinegar, man, they taste awesome. Really, really good. And
you got 2 separate marinades happening.
Exactly. You got the vinegar marinade and you've got the teriyaki sugar and garlic in the other. And then you're going to get that grill cooking. Fire that thing up. Remember what we talked about, Lee?
Hot.
We need it hot.
We need the HCAs.
We don't want to create too many heterocyclic amines. We don't want to get rid of those.
That's what the skin's for.
That's what
to take the hit.
That's right. So we take this, we put the salmon on the grill. We cook that for about 8 minutes. You know, when I say 8, it really depends on the hot.
And you like yours raw anyway. What do you care? You barely even touch it to the grill.
Bit raw. So you're going to heat it up on the grill. You're going to use a spatula. And the key to the grill is
one flip, the heat.
Yes. Well, no, not one flip. Constant flipping.
No.
That's what keeps the heterocyclic amines from forming. Constant flipping. The marinade coats it. It also helps. You have that. It's a great recipe. You're looking at about, for this meal, you're looking at probably about 342 calories for per serving. If you want to get this, you want to add a little bit more to it, cook up some brown rice with it too.
Why not? That works with everything.
Yeah, stay away from the white rice though. I always like the brown rice so much
better.
They should.
It's aromatic. I find that brown rice is very aromatic. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.